From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Happy to have you with us today. What is a very busy day. By the way, Stormy Daniels just wrapped up the cross-examination by Team Trump. Folks, it is very possible, based on my analysis last night, I was going through talking to a couple of legal folk about the Trump cases, and there are four big cases involving President Trump. If he's found guilty, he goes to jail for 800-something years. But I don't think he's going to spend a day in jail, and I'm telling you, I don't see how the Biden administration comes out victorious in any of these cases. They're all falling apart. I've never seen anything like this. And we're going to get into what happened. There is some new evidence, a new guidance over what happened in Florida with the classified documents case, which is completely unraveled. And, of course, Jack Smith is the rogue prosecutor in that case. And here's what's really fascinating. So the reason why this case, that particular case, has now been postponed indefinitely is because the documents, the classified documents that they accuse President Trump of mishandling were, in fact, mishandled by the FBI. So the FBI should actually, I mean, if we're going to play it by the rule book here, the FBI should be arrested. All of the agents involved, all the prosecutors involved, all of them should be arrested and charged with the same crimes they've charged Donald Trump with. But what the FBI did was even worse. Now, we've all seen the photographs of all the documents that were laid out at Mar-a-Lago in the bathroom and how they rummaged through all of the rooms they went through. Melania Trump's unmentionables. They rummaged through poor little Barron Trump's bedroom and looked in all of his drawers and all of that nonsense. And they did this in an early morning, pre-dawn, guns drawn raid at Mar-a-Lago. And they had you believing that Donald Trump had all of these classified documents just strewn about, when in fact this was all a carefully staged photo op for the FBI. None of it was true. And I just want to caution you about something when it comes to Donald Trump. This man is not a perfect man, and none of us are. And we've all done things in our lives that we aren't proud of. No doubt about that. But when it comes to Donald Trump, whenever there's an accusation being made, whenever they're saying something untoward about Donald Trump, what you have to do in your mind is you just have to step back and you have to realize and just remember that it's probably not true, that this is probably just concocted. All of the lies, and again, there are a lot of things that I disagree with President Trump on policy-wise. There are a lot of things I disagree with the president on from a religious standpoint, and that's okay. Because there's a whole lot that I actually do agree with him on when it comes to policy, when it comes to his love for this country, when it comes to his patriotism. And I believe that Donald Trump is a patriot. I believe that he loves this country. And I believe that he wants America to be the greatest nation on the face of the earth. And not only that, he believes that in his heart. One of the things that really strikes me about Donald Trump and his 4 years in office, and there was a lot, there was just a lot of greatness there. And I believe that historians are going to look back on those 4 years and they will conclude, as I have concluded, that he is one of our greatest presidents in American history. But one of the things I really respected about him, and I don't know if you ever caught this, but whenever he would be at some sort of a gathering of world leaders, Donald Trump, just through body language alone, was able to convey strength through his demeanor and power. And I love that about this man. He knew that he had this, well, to borrow a phrase, this soul and this swagger about him. And it was good soul and it was good swagger. So you just have to understand that the media is always going to lie about Donald Trump. All right? You just have to believe that. The media is always going to lie. The Democrats are always going to lie about Donald Trump. And I hate to say this, but I think a lot of people on the Republican side of the aisle are going to do the same thing. And you just have to step back and wait for all of the facts to come out. Because remember, they had you believing that Donald Trump, they had you believing that Donald Trump was a secret agent for Vladimir Putin, that Donald Trump had betrayed his country. He had committed treason. And that Donald Trump had been cavorting with hookers, taking golden showers in the room, the hotel room where Barack Obama stayed in Moscow. They had you believe that Donald Trump was colluding with the Russians. There were investigations. Hundreds of millions of dollars of your tax money was squandered. And now we know it was all untrue. It was all a lie. It was an elaborate hoax concocted by the Democrats and the deep state. So when you're looking at the allegations that Stormy Daniels has leveled against Donald Trump, you have to understand that she's a liar. And she's a pervy porn star. But more importantly, she's a liar. Now, I will say this, that Stormy Daniels, she is she's a troubled soul, but she's a liar. How many times, how many letters have we seen? At least two letters where she emphatically denied that there was any hush money, denied there was any sort of a relationship with Donald Trump. So what she's doing on the stage now is that she is lying about that. According to this, an audio recording from 2018 between Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels' attorney, Keith Davidson, was played to attorneys and the judge. In the recording, attorney Davidson appeared to be threatening Michael Cohen and Trump. On the phone, he claims Daniels' publicist boyfriend is going to run with the story to the press, saying, "I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if he comes out and says, you know what, Stormy Daniels, she wanted this money more than you can ever imagine. I remember hearing her on the phone saying, you blanking Keith Davidson, you better settle this story, because if he loses this election, and he's going to lose, if he loses this election, we lose all blanking leverage. This case is worth zero." So what we have now is Stormy Daniels, the attorney of Stormy Daniels, admitting that his client was extorting the president. She's committing a crime. So why isn't she on trial for that? They've got the audio recording of it. It's a fair question. But this Stormy Daniels cross-examination, Trump's attorneys destroyed her. Just destroyed her. Accused her of using the story to capitalize financially. Daniels was on reality TV, and she did a strip club tour, using a play on Trump's campaign slogan. She did interviews for profit. She wrote a book. She was looking to gain financially. So clearly, she is a woman of a certain age, and maybe she's not getting the jobs that she used to get when she was Stormy. Now she's just partly cloudy. So the question is, will all of this sway the jury, which is clearly Democrat? Will this be enough? Is there enough there to even declare a mistrial? You know, the judges already refused that request once. So we're going to follow this. We're going to follow these developments here, folks. But I want you to understand here, this is fascinating, because it will take a miracle. And I've said this before. It's going to take a miracle. If this goes to the jury, it will take a miracle for Trump to be found not guilty. Only because these people are not looking at the facts. That jury pool is already tainted. They've already made up their minds. But here's what needs to happen. Donald Trump needs to sue the ever-living daylights out of Stormy Daniels. I mean, this is just absolutely insane. So, good job, Team Trump. And I'm feeling good about all of this. I really am. And even if he is found guilty on this in this New York trial, this is reversed on appeal almost immediately. But I don't know about you, but I would love to see all of these people held accountable. Every person who's gone after Donald Trump, they've used the judicial system, they've weaponized the legal system, they deserve to be in federal prison, every single blasted one of them. Because hear me on this, they're doing this to Donald Trump. It's not a matter of if, they are doing this to Donald Trump, and you better believe they're going to do this to the rest of us. Meanwhile, yesterday, and this happened during my Newsmax TV show, we had the breaking news of Marjorie Taylor Greene, and MTG gave an impassioned speech last night on the floor of the House, and she called officially for the motion to vacate the chair. And she gave her reasons, and every single one of her reasons, and I want you to hear me on this, every single one of her reasons was legitimate, every single one of them. And she did a great job laying out the evidence that demanded an answer. And then the House overwhelmingly voted to table her motion. In other words, Democrats joined Republicans to save Speaker Mike Johnson's job. So now Mike Johnson is beholden to the Democrat Party. So President Trump weighed in on this, and he delivered a gentle rebuke of MTG, an admonishment. And here's what he said. I absolutely love MTG. She's got spirit, she's got fight, and I believe she'll be around and on our side for a long time to come. However, right now, Republicans have to be fighting the radical left Democrats and all the damage they have done to our country. With a majority of one, shortly growing to three or four, we're not in a position of voting on a motion to vacate. So Trump went on to say that we are leading in the presidential polls by a lot, both nationally and in the swing states. Likewise, we are doing well in the Senate, and I believe we're doing well in the House. But if we show disunity, which will be portrayed as chaos, it will negatively affect everything. Mike Johnson is a good man who is trying very hard. I also wish certain things were done over the last period of 2 months, but we will get them done together. In other words, he's admitting that Mike Johnson is doing a lousy job. And the president is right here, and I'm going to explain this to you. We may have to do it after the break. But I will say this. The president is leaving it open as to whether or not Mike Johnson will be the speaker after the elections. Now, I have some issues here with Mike Johnson, and I have enumerated them a number of times. But my issue with Mike Johnson, and by the way, Johnson said he doesn't hold any grudges. That's not true. But anyway, he was on Fox this morning saying he doesn't hold any grudges. That's not true. But I do want to say this, and I think these are fair questions. You can tell me, are these fair questions that need to be answered by Mike Johnson? I want to know why he shoved through a massive spending bill. Why did he do that? I want to know why he did not object to the millions of dollars that were given to LGBT causes. I want to know why he did not object to the money that was given to fund late-term abortion facilities. I want to know why he did not object to the millions of dollars that were given to transgender programs for children. I just want to know. I want to know why he did not even try to defund the Justice Department, a Justice Department that's been going after pro-life Christians, a Justice Department that's been spying on moms and dads, a Justice Department that's been infiltrating the Catholic Church in the Catholic Church parishes across the nation. I'd like to know why. Are those fair questions? I'd like to know why he's colluding with the Democrats and why he chose to protect Ukraine's border, but not our own border. And I think those are fair questions to ask. What say you? 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Thanks to the good people at American Hartford Gold, I'm able to bring you this urgent message. Inflation is on the rise again. The dollar is in danger of collapse, and an overheated stock market could crash at any time. The upcoming election is only adding to the chaos. That's why you should contact the good folks at American Hartford Gold to help you safeguard your financial future with physical gold and silver. You can diversify your savings with precious metals delivered right to your door or in a tax-advantaged gold IRA. Protect your retirement from a collapsing dollar and crashing stock prices. Call 855-913-1133 or text Todd to 65532 today for a free gold and silver informational kit. And if you call now, they'll send you up to $15,000 of free silver on qualifying purchases. Gold has hit record highs and keeps climbing. So call 855-913-1133 or text Todd now to 65532 for your free informational kit today. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us today. I have a question for you, ladies and gentlemen. Should we be providing military aid and assistance to Israel, our ally? So President Biden has announced that he is pausing, putting a stop on sending anything to Israel. And he's threatening to do it again if Israel does not ease up on defeating the enemy. Cut number five.
I want to ask you about something happening as we sit here and speak, and that, of course, is Israel is striking Rafah. I know that you have paused, Mr. President, shipments of 2,000-pound U.S. bombs to Israel due to concern that they could be used in any offensive on Rafah. Have those bombs, those powerful 2,000-pound bombs, been used to kill civilians in Gaza?
Civilians have been killed in Gaza as a consequence of those bombs and other ways in which they go after population centers. And I made it clear that if they go into Rafah, they haven't gone into Rafah yet. If they go into Rafah, I'm not supplying the weapons that have been used historically to deal with Rafah, to deal with the cities, to deal with that problem. We're going to continue to make sure Israel is secure in terms of Iron Dome and their ability to respond to attacks like came out of the Middle East recently. But it's just wrong. We're not going to supply the weapons and the artillery shells used that have been used.
Artillery shells as well.
Yeah, artillery shells.
So, just to understand what they're doing right now in Rafah, is that not going into Rafah as you define it yet?
They haven't gone into the population centers. What they did is right on the border, and it's causing problems with right now in terms of with Egypt, which I've worked very hard to make sure we have a relationship and help. But I've made it clear to Bibi in the War Cabinet, they're not going to get our support if, in fact, they go in these population centers.
So Joe Biden, ladies and gentlemen, is turning his back on one of our allies. Joe Biden is turning his back not only on the allies, but also the Americans who are being held hostage in Gaza right now. And I hate to break this to everybody, but wars are pretty brutal things. People die in wars. The enemy dies, civilians die. And if the Gazans want to stop the killing, the Gazans need to turn on Hamas. Just remember who started all of this. 901-260-5926, our number. 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. You might have heard Mike Lindell of MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They've been part of the cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly to you by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel sets, $25. Brand-new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. And for the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping, too. This amazing offer won't last long, so go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code STARNS or call 1-800-839-8506 today. That's promo code STARNS. All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us today. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. So, there is a story out of California, and this is a doozy. A student newspaper there, McClatchy High School is the name of the school in Sacramento. And the student newspaper there are facing a little bit of trouble. The Prospector, the newspaper there published a quote in the most recent edition praising Adolf Hitler. Hitler's got some good ideas. That's what was written literally on the back page of the student newspaper. Now, this was part of a segment called Weird Things Overheard in the School's Hallways. And the student newspaper reporters there in Sacramento are saying that they overheard somebody saying, yeah, we like Hitler. He's got some good ideas in the hallway. Well, of course, you can imagine there were many people, by the way, the Jewish population up in arms over this. And the student staff posted a statement, and they're saying that the quote did not reflect their ideals or beliefs. But you got to love it. Whenever there's a but they were glad it sparked a conversation on how students choose their words. Here's what the students wrote in a statement. We recognize the impact of our words do not match the intent, and this has impacted a lot of individuals, especially when addressing the sensitive issue of anti-Semitism. The principal fired off a message to families. You can read about this on ToddStearns.com. The principal fired off a message to families saying the newspaper's actions were deeply offensive, and they have now placed the newspaper's faculty advisor on paid leave, which has angered journalists across the state, grown-up journalists. You know, may I just say this? The worst possible job that you can have in a public school is to be in charge of the news publications. The worst. Steve Donahue is the director of the California Scholastic Journalism Initiative. He says the students have a right to print that Hitler had some great ideas. He said they're not advocating for it. They're just quoting what a student said. It's worth noting here a survey that was done. 63% of millennials and Gen Zers did not know that 6 million Jews were killed in the Holocaust. Can you believe that? 63% of Gen Z. They don't know that 6 million Jews were killed in the Holocaust. And why is that? Well, I'm going to explain that to you. Because I just wrote a book about this called Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? You see, ladies and gentlemen, we're in the process of watching the Marxist erase history. And how do they do that? Well, for one thing, they don't teach these things in the classroom anymore. And that's why you've got a large swath of both of those generations that hate our country, that hate our way of life, that hate our founding documents, that hate our founding fathers, and they do not believe that America is the most exceptional nation on the earth. They don't even believe America deserves to exist. And it's because of what they're being taught in their classroom, or in some cases, what they are not being taught in the classroom. And this is why, moms, dads, you gotta bulldog it. You gotta bulldog this one. You gotta find out what they're teaching your kids. But more importantly, moms, dads, grandmas, grandpas, You've got to take responsibility for making sure your kids know about some of the big, big things that have happened in world history and American history. I'll give you an example. You guys remember when the Muslims flew the jetliners into the buildings on 9/11? Remember that, horrible day? To this moment, I can tell you exactly where I was when all of that happened. And there was a decision made about a week or so after 9/11 that newsrooms around the country would no longer show the video of the planes flying into the building. They were going to stop doing that because it was so offensive that people were so traumatized that people didn't need to see that. I dare you to do this. I challenge you to do this. Go to your kid's school and ask to address the class. You got to go to, you know, you do it the right way. I'm not saying barge into the school, but make an appointment. Go and ask to see if you can address your child's class. And just ask the children this question. What happened on 9/11? I think you will be shocked to know. First of all, I suspect younger children will not have any idea, like middle school kids. They won't have any idea what happened on 9/11. And then the high school kids, they will tell you that America did something bad and that the Muslims were being persecuted as a result of 9/11. That's what they'll tell you. That America got what it deserved on 9/11. That's what they're going to tell you. Because they're not teaching the true story of what happened on 9/11. They're not teaching what happened during World War II. They want the kids to think that this country is illegitimate, that we don't even deserve to exist. That's what's going on. And this is what happens when you whitewash history. They're tearing down the statues, right? There's a reason for that. In Memphis, Tennessee, they literally tore down Confederate Memorial Park. They took down a statue of Jefferson Davis because it was so offensive to people. And instead, they replaced the statue of Jefferson Davis with a giant Afro hair pick. No, I'm not making this up. You can Google it. They literally installed a giant, I think it was like 8 feet tall, and the little the handle was actually a Black Power fist. This is what's happening. They literally dug up the body of Nathan Bedford Forrest, a Confederate war general, because he was buried in what is now a park, and they literally desecrated the graves. This is unbelievable, but it happened. Nobody batted an eyelash. Oh, yeah, well, wow, we've got to rename everything named after anybody who had anything remotely to do with the Civil War. We've got to start renaming birds. They're literally renaming birds that are named after people who may or may not have owned slaves 150, 200 years ago. That's what's going on in this. So I'm not surprised that this happened here and that nobody seemed to be bothered by it. But this is what happens when public schools whitewash history. By the way, we told you the story yesterday of the high school yearbook. Right? Where they did a whole spread on the poor people of Palestine. Poor people of Palestine. Nothing about the Jews. Nothing about the Christians. No, it's the poor people of Palestine. Again, this is what happens when you whitewash history. These kids are ignorant of the great atrocities that have been committed in world history. And when you ignore that, when you don't teach that, the next thing you know, the kids at the high school newspaper there at Sacramento, California, are singing Hitler's praises. You see how all of this works in real time? Unbelievable. All right, 901-260-5926. All that to say, homeschool your kids. 901-260-5926. I have to tell you, I am literally drinking a cup of First Cup coffee right now. One of our brand new sponsors. And I am very particular about my coffee. Very, very particular. First Cup Coffee, let me tell you about these folks. They're based in Texas. It is a Christian company. It is a conservative company. And I don't know how they do it, but they know how to roast a coffee bean. And they're all about patriotism, so all of their coffee flavors are based on important moments of our founding history. For example, they have a flavor called the Boston Common. They have a delicious blend called the John Hancock. And my personal favorite is the Washington, of course, named after the first president. And but you got to go check this out, folks. So you're going to get this. FirstCup.com is the website, by the way. FirstCup.com. Use my code Todd, and you're going to save an additional 10% on your order. And if you subscribe, and you can get it ground, you can get whole bean, you can get the pods, which is what I've got. You can also buy it in bulk. And here's the best part of all, they do not sell burnt coffee. It's a very smooth, smooth blend, and you're going to love it. And these people are good, good people. So, again, check them out. Head over there, firstcup.com, use the code Todd, and you're going to save 10% on your order. And if you subscribe, they're going to give you an additional 10% for the life of your subscription. It's a pretty good deal. We'll be right back.
We're experiencing instability at every level. Our government lacks leadership, and Bidenomics has been a disaster. The economy is in a fragile state. Inflation has been a consistent issue. High interest rates have put significant pressure on the real estate market. There have been major bank failures, and many analysts say a stock market correction is likely overdue. We have global conflicts in Europe and the Middle East that have the potential to spread, but gold has soared to record highs even amidst the tensions. There are so many reasons that Americans should consider investments in gold and silver, and legacy precious metals is the gold standard. I love legacy precious metals because of their zero-hassle, education-first approach. They can help you roll your traditional IRA into a gold IRA or ship metals directly to your house. Go to legacypminvestments.com to download their free gold investing guide. I've read it, and there's so much valuable information there. Friends, now is not the time to roll the dice with your hard-earned money. Find out about the growth potential that gold offers you. Contact Legacy Precious Metals today and tell them I sent you.
My fellow Americans, after 1940-something, anti-Semitism lost much of its appeal until I reintroduced the timeless songs of the Revolution to America's youth. Well, now those kids have grown up, and you can welcome your student stormtrooper home from the fight on campus for Hamas with College Songs of the Revolution, featuring rousing songs like The March from the River to the Sea. Watch them tap their toes to one-way ticket to Poland. Bond with your kids as you both sing along with Der Führer Had the Right Idea. Yes, Adolf was ahead of his time. He just needed to be more assertive in pursuing his ideals and less distracted by invading Russia. Don't let your kids make the same mistake. Keep them moving forward with my personal favorite, When You Make Them Wear a Star.
College Songs of the Revolution, available at Columbia, UCLA, anywhere in Iran, and a few places in Gaza, but not there.
All right. Thank you very much, Paul Shanklin, there in the Todd Stearns creativity bunker there. Pretty funny. By the way, Dylan, are you a big Star Wars fan, or are you a Star Trek fan? Are you like a Trekkie?
I'm more of a Star Wars.
Are you? Okay. Well, you're going to love this story. You know, our engineer here at the Todd Stearns radio program, the great Chuck Condren, his office is like a shrine to Star Trek.
Oh, yes. Every single day he wears a different Star Trek shirt, by the way.
And then he dresses up as like Captain Kirk or something on the Halloween.
Oh, yeah. He's got it all together.
I'm just waiting for him to install like a holodeck or something. Anyway, Dylan, this is exciting news for Star Wars fans. They are announcing that many of the characters are going gay. You know, it's interesting. I thought the whole argument was you're born that way, mm-hmm. right? But apparently you're not. You can, like, be creepy.
Lady Gaga said that.
It's like in DC Comics, right? Superman's, what, bisexual or gay? Well, he's making out. He's playing tonsil hockey with some dude, so I'm not quite sure you can say Superman's bi.
Right.
Anyway, you got Superman and then the Batwoman chick. She's a lesbian. And God knows what Aquaman's doing with the fish of the sea. Then you've got, who else was it? Well, you got Batman and Robin, and that was always kind of suspect. And then you've got, who else was it? I mean, it's like all of the, Spider-Man.
Well, he's Marvel. But yeah, he's questionable.
All right, he's questionable, yeah. He may be a plus or an I or the A. I don't know.
He's one of them.
Intersex, interspecies.
Mm.
So anyway, Marvel has now announced that, I'm sorry, well, it is Marvel. Marvel produces the Star Wars comic books, and they do that in conjunction with Lucasfilm. And for Pride Month, they're issuing a number of gay variant comic book covers. And they're going to be saluting 8 gay characters in the Star Wars universe. And what I find fascinating here, and I'm surprised this hasn't been raised as an issue in the, in the LGBT community, is that nobody knows. I don't think anybody knows who these characters are. They're like throwaway characters.
I'm curious to hear them because I bet you I would not know.
Doctor, is it Dr. Aphra?
Nope.
I've never heard. R-U-U, a brave Jedi during the High Republic era. Any of you? And I'm just curious, does anybody have a problem with the fact that they're like turning your beloved characters into gay activist? By the way, the Star Wars logo, Dylan, it's usually what, white with black background and then the yellow?
Yeah.
A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. So they've redone that, and so the star is like the rainbow colors, and then the wars, the transgender colors.
Just why? That's my only question.
All right, here we go. Sinjar Rothvelas. Ever heard of that guy?
Nope.
A former Imperial officer who joined the Rebel Alliance after the Battle of Endor. The character first appeared in the hit Aftermath novel trilogy as one of the first gay Star Wars characters. It marks his first appearance as a comic book cover. Oh, that's very nice. So, here we go. We have a homosexual couple. And I say homosexual, not to be derogatory. I just don't know if they're dudes or gals or whatever. It could be interspecies. Kersan Teka. Ever heard of that one, Dylan?
Nope.
Xylan Graf. That's the significant other. Wow. See what I mean? I think these are nobody characters.
What happened to just like watching Star Wars because you like to watch the giant war that's going on? The Star Wars? I don't know.
I mean, I'm afraid one of these descriptions is that he can be seen wielding his lightsaber. I'm like, pardon me. Hello. Is this for children?
What color is the lightsaber?
I'm afraid to look. Anyway, this is big news. Marvel reveals all Star Wars Pride Month variants. So you wonder if they're going to do this with their superhero characters as well. But they want you to celebrate Pride Month in a galaxy far, far away. That's terrible. I don't know. Any of you folks have issues with this? I mean, it's only a matter of time before they start going back and redoing some of our beloved like sitcoms, like the Brady Bunch. And you know there's going to be some crazy stuff going down there in the Brady household. They always said that Alice, the maid, was a lesbian. It was that's what they wanted to imply. But Alice was a sweet lady, and of course she was married to Sam the Butcher. But you know they're going to go back and start doing this. Apparently, a lot of lesbian couples in this bunch. Cinta Kaz and Vel Sartha. Name ring a bell, Dylan?
None.
All right. And I'm hearing from one of our staff that they thought Jedis were not allowed to be in relationships.
Mm.
Ray Sloan. Ever heard of Ray Sloan?
No.
Yep, she's another one.
I just don't want them to change the original characters.
Lando Calrissian.
Yeah, he's a big one.
Oh, pardon me?
Is he gay?
Yeah, he's gay. Well, hold on. I think, let's see. I'm reading this here. Oh, he's pansexual.
Okay.
He's wielding a cast iron skillet along with his lightsaber. It's terrible. I'm just saying. I'm hearing that Lando is friendly with the droids. Hello. Is that permissible? So again, why can't we just let Star Wars be about, you know, Luke Skywalker and that creepy family relationship? Why can't that be the focus of Star Wars? All right. May the Schwartz be with you, as they say in another movie.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Happy to have you with us today. Our telephone number, if you want to call in, write it down. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. So I'm very curious to hear your thoughts on something. Congressman Chip Roy, and we're going to play some audio here in just a moment or so. Congressman Chip Roy is sounding the alarms. He is sort of like a modern-day Paul Revere. But it's not the British that are coming. It's the Muslims. And Congressman Roy is one of the few people up on Capitol Hill that actually understands a clear and present danger to our homeland. Now, the Biden administration wants to bring in tens of thousands of Palestinians into this country. That doesn't count all of the Islamic radicals that have already been able to relocate here. We are on the verge of being overrun, and I want to explain how. And the congressman is brilliant to point all of this out. We are watching on many American university campuses right now a very dangerous thing unfold. When you look at what's happening at places like Columbia and UCLA and USC and George Washington University, you know, it looks like something out of the Middle East. You've got everybody wearing the hijabs, shouting about Allah this, Allah that. At George Washington University, the university president is begging for help. And you want to know why? Because the protesters there are calling for the university administrators to be beheaded. They want to chop their heads off. This is from NBC News. The president of George Washington University, Ellen Grandberg, said late Sunday night that her school needs help to restore law and order. She said the demonstration has grown into what can only be classified as an illegal and potentially dangerous occupation of GW property. It is also essential to highlight that at no point was this encampment lawful. She goes on to say, that, and by the way, they literally held a people's tribunal. So these pro-Hamas terrorist students are on the campus. They're holding a tribunal, and they put the university president, the provost, the board of trustees, and the campus police on trial. Now, I'm just going to ask you, is that normal? Does that sound like normal behavior to you? Does it? I'm just curious. So Chip Roy was in the was in the House of Representatives, in the chamber, and he's delivering this impassionate plea saying, people, are you paying attention to what's happening? Because right now overseas, ladies and gentlemen, they have had unfettered Muslim immigration into places like France and the UK. And the UK has been completely overrun. France, completely overrun. I'm not sure there's anything they could do about it. But the British way of life is over. It's gone. It's done. France, it's over. It's done. And Chip Roy is saying, hey, look, pay attention, America, because if you don't, what's happening in the UK and what's happening in France could very well happen right here in the United States of America. Take a listen.
I mean, is anybody paying attention to what's happening in London? I'm going to say it here on the floor of the House and get the scorn of people when I say you've got a massive Muslim takeover of the United Kingdom going on right before our eyes. They would say, Chip, well, what is wrong with that? Well, I've got some pretty strong concerns about Sharia law and whether that'll be forced upon the American people. In this case, the people of the United Kingdom. I've got pretty strong concerns about people who want to see Israel's destruction, who were happy about October 7th, who were elected in the United Kingdom. Some might say that we've seen that here in the United States. What are we going to do about that? We have 51.5 million people who are foreign born in the United States. They have about 20 to 25 million kids. That puts that well over 20-some percent of our population. It's the highest such number in the history of our country. People say, well, isn't that great? Is it? Are we teaching people about Western civilization? Are we teaching people about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the rule of law? Are we teaching them Western values? Are we teaching them God exists? Are we teaching them the importance of freedom? Or are we teaching an entire generation or two or three to run around complaining about what's wrong and why the entire world is against them because of their skin color, their sex, their supposed gender identity, whatever the hell category we create to make people have an excuse for not just stepping up and achieving the American dream?
There you go. Thank you, Congressman. Is anybody concerned about this? Anybody paying attention to what's happening in our own country? At what point do you stand up and say enough is enough? And I ask that because we've got these protests raging on our campuses all over the nation right now. And you know what I see? I see radical Islamic terror cells. That's what I see. I don't see protest. I don't see lawful protest. I see radical Islamic terrorist cells operating on these university campuses. That's what I see. And I'm just curious if you got a problem with that. And how do we deal with that? You know, when President Trump was in office and he stopped the immigration from these hotbeds, these countries that are producing, growing the terrorist, and he stopped it, and Congress immediately intervened and said, no, 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 you can't do that. That's xenophobic. You know what? I'd rather be xenophobic than blown to smithereens. But that's just me. Anyway, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Do you think that Congressman Roy is onto something here, that we need to be very careful? And if we don't, our own country could be overrun and taken over by the Muslims. And I just want to alert you people of the LGBTQIA plus whatever society, they're going to be coming after you guys. They don't like you, and they don't like the Christians and the Jews. But they'll be throwing you guys off the buildings. Just want to alert you to that. Meanwhile, last night, while many of you were going to church for Wednesday night church supper and your prayer meeting and choir practice, the Democrats were trying to shove through some legislation. Now, pay attention here. This is fascinating. So many people have been trying to figure out, what is going on? Why are the Democrats so determined to get all these illegals across the border? Well, we've been covering this for a long time now, and it's been pretty well documented that Joe Biden is now flying these illegals into cities that are that are congressionally or that are red congressional districts, pardon me. So you're getting these illegals and they're being scattered all over America. And many of them are being flown in under the cover of night, sort of all cloak and dagger like. And it's happening in Tennessee. I know several times in Chattanooga, plane loads of illegals landing in the dark of night, and they've been allowed to just scurry about into the darkness, never to be seen from again until they kill somebody. So we couldn't figure this out. Well, now we know why. Because the Democrats tried to shove through some legislation last night that would give the illegal aliens representation in Congress and in the Electoral College. The Democrats wanted the illegals to be counted in the census, and those numbers would then determine how much representation you get in Congress, how much representation you get in the Electoral College. In other words, they would basically be giving illegals the right to vote without giving illegals truly the right to vote. Fortunately, this thing failed by 4 votes. But you had, and by the way, it was a party line vote, but here's what gets me. You had 11 Republicans who did not vote. They didn't cast their ballot one way or the other. And I'm kind of curious about that. I'd like to know why these individuals, I mean, if it's one thing if they're sick at home or maybe they had to go to a funeral, but it seems to me that there's something else going on here. I want to share these names with you, and we're going to be reaching out to these lawmakers, and I want you to as well, because these individuals did not vote. Jim Banks of Indiana, and you folks in Texas, Burgess, Sessions, Granger, McCall, and Carter, they did not vote. Why would you not vote if you're from Texas? You guys are under the gun every day. Hageman of Wyoming. That's a shocker. I'm surprised by that. LaMalfa of California. No big surprise. Luna of Florida. And you folks in North Carolina. McHenry and Murphy of North Carolina did not vote. I'd be curious to know why. And you ought to be picking up the phone and call your congressperson and say, all right, what was the deal? How come you didn't vote on this? But it nearly passed. And I can assure you that the Democrats would have been all over this. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Here's more from Congressman Chip Roy.
Able to say, look, you've got to provide citizenship proof of citizenship, documentary proof of citizenship to register and to be able to vote. We think that's a baseline. If you're voting in a federal elections, it's purely constitutional. A lot of my friends, look, I'm a limited government guy. I don't like the federal government telling states what to do. But in the United States, if you vote and you vote in federal elections, you're determining the president of the United States. You better be a citizen. This is simple. This is not a hard question. Republicans should stand up and say you will be a citizen to vote in federal elections. In the United States. That's what our bill does.
So there you go. That bill's not going to pass in the Senate, by the way, but thank God that the House Republicans shoved this thing through. Barely. A 4-vote victory, but you know what? It's a win. It's a win. All right, this item coming from Denver. The illegals there are now refusing to leave an encampment. And Denver, by the way, is a sanctuary city, but they're releasing a list of 13 demands of City Hall. And here are some of the demands. Dylan, it's pretty fascinating that these illegals, they breach our borders. They are breaking the law by coming to our country without an invitation. And now they are demanding a lot of stuff from us. Here's what they want. The migrants should be allowed to cook their own food with fresh, culturally appropriate ingredients, including rice, chicken, flour, tomatoes, and onions. They no longer want to be served pre-made meals. They want to have access to showers at all time without time limits. Well, you can't even do that in your own home, right? Remember when you were a kid, you're in the shower and your mom's banging on the door? Do you know how much that's costing us? Get out of the shower. What are you doing in there? Number three, they want visits by medical professionals on a regular basis with referrals for specialty care made as needed. They want the same housing support offered to citizens of America. They want employment support, including work permits. They want free consultations with attorneys. Who are these people? They want no verbal, physical, or mental abuse by shelter staff. And they don't want to be monitored 24/7 by law enforcement. Oh, they want transportation for children to and from school. You know how I got to school back when I was a kid growing up in South Haven, Mississippi? Dylan, I went to Hope P. Sullivan Elementary School, and every single day I walked to that school. I walked. It didn't matter if it was 100 degrees or 3 below 0 and freezing rain, snow, pelt. Oh, we don't have that here in Tennessee. But if there was, I would still have walked to school. But not the illegals. They want limo service. They want a meeting with the mayor and those involved in running the city's programs to discuss further improvements for the illegals. And all shelter residents say they will be provided with a document signed by a city official in English and Spanish and containing a list of demands and a number to call to report violations. May I just say this? You can take your Eldari arrows right back across the border. If you don't love this country, get out. And if you're an illegal, go back to where you came from. If you want to go buy a taco or a gordita, you know what? You're free to do that with your own pesos. But you're not gonna break our laws and then immediately turn around. It's like they're squatters. And maybe that's how we ought to be treating these people. They're squatters. But anyway, I don't feel bad for the people of Denver because they're a sanctuary city. I mean, this is what they're so I hope they get everything they ask for. And they have to because Denver's a sanctuary city. But again, ladies and gentlemen, one set of rules for the illegals and another set for the rest of us. All right, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Well, this is terrible. So there's a... You know, I get a lot of blowback from city leaders here in Memphis, and they hate me, and I don't care. I really don't. It is what it is. But they're blaming me. You're giving Memphis a bad eye, a black eye. Really? So yours truly. So I asked, I said, well, how am I giving the city of Memphis a black eye? And they say, well, you talk about all the bad things in Memphis. And I'm, well, wait a second. That's because there are bad things in Memphis. And maybe the people that are giving the city of Memphis a black eye are the judges and the district attorney who are letting these animals back out on the streets. Maybe the person responsible for the black eye is the mayor who's busy meeting with gang leaders instead of giving police officers the resources they need to protect the city. So anyway, I say that I just got a text message from a sweet lady, one of our great listeners. And anyway, there has been a gathering of national lumber executives and they're meeting in Memphis or having a convention. And many of the people are staying at the Hilton Garden Inn across from IKEA, which is in a very nice part of town. Right, Dylan, it's right across from or right down from Bellevue Baptist Church. Anyway, the conference began yesterday. This morning, as the attendees were walking out of the parking lot, 22 of their vehicles have been broken into. 22. Now, I just want to ask this question. You think they're ever going to come back to Memphis? You think that convention's ever going to want to come back to a town where you can't even be safe in a nice part of town? I don't think so. Anyway, it's a terrible thing. What the mayor ought to be doing, his name is Paul Young. He ought to be getting his butt down to the Hilton Garden Inn, personally apologize, and replace those windows. That's what he ought to be doing. Unbelievable. We'll be right back.
many things you said during, in fact, probably more than most other candidates when you were running for president. But I still would not have voted for you because you're an Indian.
Okay. That was Ann Coulter doing an interview with Vivek Ramaswamy. And it's really fascinating to hear Ann Coulter just tell Vivek to his face, yeah, you're an Indian, and that's why I'm not going to vote for you. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Wow, what a mess of an interview that was. And anyway, good to have you with us. Hey, folks, as we draw near to another critical election, it's not only about casting your vote, it's about elevating your voice. And that's why I am so excited about AMAC. They're more than just a senior discount organization. They're actually uniting patriots like us to preserve our cherished freedoms. And folks, it's all hands on deck. That's why I want you to consider being a part of AMAC. They have a massive membership, and they're truly making an impact in our nation's capital. Over 2 million members already. And that means Congress cannot ignore what AMAC says. So I want you to take advantage of their election year sale. 4 years for just $30. Go to AMAC.us/Stearns. That's AMAC.us/Stearns. And you'll be able to take part in this incredible opportunity and this great, great offer courtesy of our friends over at AMAC. All right. Well, there is another crazy story involving Vivek Ramaswamy. This one in the Daily Caller, and a former comm staffer for Ramaswamy's presidential campaign has apparently been trying to leverage MAGA World to boost content in favor of RFK Jr. Well, Henry Rogers is the chief national correspondent for the Daily Caller. This is his exclusive story, and Henry joins us right now on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Henry, thanks for coming on the show today.
Hey, Todd, thanks so much for having me. I always appreciate it.
All right, so let's go through this here. What did you discover? What's going on here?
Well, yeah, so I obtained a pitch deck, which was, you know, it was created by Vivek Ramaswamy's former deputy communications director. His name is Zach Henry. And in this pitch deck that I obtained that was created by Zach Henry, it showed a number of MAGA influencers, right-wing conservatives, people who had some following on the right and in the conservative media space. And it would say, you know, if you hired his firm, you would have access essentially to this list of MAGA influencers. Now, when I saw this pitch deck, first thing I did was I saw these names and I started contacting them because I knew a lot of these people. And I was like, are you accepting money from, this guy, Zach Henry, to push RFK Jr. videos? And every single person that I reached out to, Todd, told me, they said, no, absolutely not. I would never accept money to promote RFK Jr., let alone accept money to do anything. Most people say, like a retweet, but especially for RFK Jr. I had one woman who's a black woman running for Congress. She told me that RFK can kiss her black ass and that she would never, ever be supporting or endorsing RFK Jr. So it seems like what happened here is Mr. Zach Henry set up a pitch deck that was false. And even Jenna Ellis, Trump's former lawyer, was on this pitch deck. And she tweeted last night on X, she said that she might be looking into some legal action against Mr. Henry due to these false allegations that he put in this tweet deck. So it's just very interesting to see, this top Vivek Ramaswamy staffer shift to the RFK Jr. side here and then be paid by his campaign nearly $10,000 to promote his stuff.
It's really sort of shocking and surprising. And I never really understood why so many conservatives were at one point they were really elevating RFK Jr., you know, as if this guy was some sort of a conservative. I mean, there's nothing conservative about RFK Jr.
No, you're absolutely right. And, you know, I've talked to some sources in MAGA world, and that's one thing that they're working on as a team. They're trying to deprogram all of these conservatives who kind of bought into, oh, well, RFK's, you know, really not that far liberal. He's, you know, he's anti-vax, so, you know, he's one of us. But, you know, if you go back and see all of RFK's records throughout these decades, it's truly something, the stuff that he said. I mean, he is as far left as it gets. And that's something conservatives need to know about RFK Jr. Because, you know, a lot of conservative radio hosts, talk show hosts, TV hosts, they were boosting him early on in this. And I think that might come back to bite Trump in the butt a little bit here. And I think that's why they're working on, you know, getting that message out as to, you know, RFK is truly in a crazed liberal.
Oh, absolutely. By the way, Henry Rogers, everybody, the chief national correspondent for Daily Caller on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. And you got to read this exclusive story over at Daily Caller. We've got a link to it on our live show blog. You know, Henry, I think one of the problems in the conservative media world, there are so many grifters. And I mean, you and I, we've been doing this a very long time. And, you know, right. People may not agree with what I say on a lot of stuff. That's okay. At least they know that's where I'm at. This kind of stuff really concerns me because people are being influenced and they really don't know what's really going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, no, not at all. And I think that's why you see, you know, the work that the Trump campaign and other conservative PACs and people are doing right now to put that message out that RFK is a radical. I mean, he does not support the Second Amendment. He is wild on abortion. He is wild on, you know, global warming and all these different things. He doesn't fit into the libertarian category, which a lot of people, I think, were even thinking he was a part of. He is a far left individual. And, I think that we're going to find out more and more of that as time goes on. I mean, there are people digging around all across the country into old things that he has done. And I think that they need to be exposed so that people, you know, don't even have the option to grift. But you're right, Todd. I mean, you know, you got to stick to the grifting has got to stop. I'll say that it's been a serious problem on the right. And, you know, there's only a few of us left who haven't switched up their morals and their actual beliefs.
Are you aware? Do you know the names of the conservative influencers who actually took the money to promote RFK? Do you know if there were conservative influencers who did that?
I've contacted some. I haven't heard back from some, so I'm not going to say that I know for sure yet. I'm waiting for some FEC filings to come out so that I can do some more digging. I'm sure there's more to this story. But the fact that I obtained the pitch deck is the reason why we had to move with it the way we did. And I just think that that I wouldn't be shocked at when looking at this pitch deck, which you can find at thedailycaller.com on the story. When you see some of these people who they claim were retweeting RFK Jr.'s videos or sharing or reposting his videos, it's kind of, you'd be shocked. You'd be like, is that person really sharing RFK Jr. videos? How does that benefit them? And why would they do that? Do they know what they're doing? Do they know what they're talking about? Or were they getting paid? So, we haven't found any real evidence besides the fact that, the RFK Jr.'s campaign is paying Zach Henry now. And Zach Henry, who again was, Vivek's former deputy communications director, has gone full RFK Jr. on his and anti-Trump on his social media pages. He has been posting anti-Trump videos. He has been boosting RFK stuff over the last couple days and kind of doing a lot of what we call subtweeting, little messages saying, you know, don't trust anybody, know who your real friends are, I will get revenge, you know, all this stuff. So we'll see what happens. When I reached out to Vivek's campaign about this, they were very direct. So they told me that he was fired after they heard about his work with RFK Jr. And they want no affiliation with this guy anymore. So I don't know how well his career is going to go if he's making up fake pitch decks and is getting fired by his, you know, who used to be his savior, the guy he wanted to be the president of the United States. So we'll see.
Yeah, no, we will. And you're right. I mean, if those payments were made, and I think that's wise, you know, you're going to do your due diligence here and investigate and confirm whatever information. But it wouldn't be the first time. And I know that there were those allegations and rumors surrounding Ron DeSantis back when he was running, that they were bringing in all of these conservative influencers to the hotels and all that kind of stuff. But this is nefarious because RFK Jr. is not a conservative. And I'm glad you wrote this because now we understand why people were thinking that. Unbelievable.
Oh, it's truly crazy. And I think that's a great, you know, point. The Ron DeSantis stuff that was happening earlier on in his campaign is a lot different than what you're seeing going on with RFK. I mean, at least, you know, Ron DeSantis is a true conservative. He came back after his campaign, and he's been doing an incredible job of governing the state of Florida, which I'm happy to live in, and I've lived here for 2 years now. Best decision I've ever made in my life. But, you know, when he got off the campaign trail, it was great to see him back in the governor's office getting to work. He's been he's doing his job in our state. So to compare the two is just not fair, like you just said. And I think conservatives really need to know how far left RFK Jr. is.
All right, good stuff. Great reporting, Henry, and we look forward to the follow-up stories. Again, folks, you can read this at thedailycaller.com. It's Henry Rogers' big exclusive, and we have a link to it as well on our live show blog. Henry, appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Todd.
All right, there you go. It all makes sense now, right? Because we were getting bombarded with requests, you got to put RFK on. Why? What? No, we're not doing that. I mean, I knew this guy was a leftist back when they were trying to portray him as some sort of a right-leaning or centrist-leaning. There's absolutely no way. None whatsoever. Anyway, got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. You can read Henry's piece up on our website. Or at least a link to it, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Coming up in the next hour, Congressman Mark Green is going to be with us. He is the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee. And looking forward to having a very in-depth conversation about the Biden administration abandoning Israel. Also, he's got some new legislation to protect all of us small business owners. Let's go to Cullen in Memphis, Tennessee. KWAM, our great affiliate there. Hi, Cullen. What's on your mind?
Man, I'm all right. Thank you for having me. And I appreciate the fact that you since this morning I've been following you, and you navigate all time or like all topic. So I just call to, you know, underline something, because through my accent you will know that I'm not Native American. I'm speaking French. My father is from West Africa, Ivory Coast, and the French name is Cote d'Ivoire. So we are French colony. So all along your talk today, you mentioned France and England, where they have a lot of immigrants, and the countries are kind of shocking. So that's the thing I want to talk about and give my point of view.
Well, Cullen, do you think that's a problem, what's happening in France and England right now?
Well, it may be a problem, but the reality is there's no fire without smoke. So there's no cause without effect. It's what France created since colonization situation until now that they face. That's what I'm trying to, you know, bring out so that everybody listening to you can understand.
But do you have a problem with, you know, with unfettered immigration from Muslim countries?
No, I don't have a problem with that, because, like you can say, first of all, I've been adopted by U.S. And through my accent, you can tell that I'm not from here, but I know where to put my feet. But when you come to a country where people love you, you have to know the line. You have to, you know, have a borderline. I cannot be more Americanized than you to whom I'm talking right now. That one, when you have some immigration, I'm an immigrant, that's going to be on the line like a terrorism or stuff like that. There's no way I'm going to share that today or tomorrow. But the thing I'm saying is, with friends that I know and that I have control, friends have 15 colonies in Africa. And those 15 colonies never allowed the citizens to vote whoever they want to run the country.
All right. Well, Cullen, look, our time is limited here, so I appreciate you calling in. I want to work in another caller. Let's go to Jerry in Florida, listening to us on 92.3 FM. Jerry, is that in Ocala?
Yeah, I'm traveling through Ocala. I'm from Daytona.
All right.
And it's over there. Absolutely. I wanted to comment. I hear, as I'm traveling, I hear so much about the IDF going into Rafah and how extremely careful they have to be because of all the innocent civilians. And my point is, and I think a lot of people have forgotten that when it took place in October, that it was like a 4th of July parade. They paraded those hostages in, and there was thousands of people throwing rocks and hitting the hostages and stoning them, cheering on Hamas. And my point was, is there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of innocent Palestinians. There are also people that aren't Hamas but are very radicalized, and you forfeit being an innocent civilian if you've stoned a hostage and hit one, and you're now in Rafah. Those people are not innocent civilians.
No, they're not, Jerry. And I know this upsets so many people when I say this. The only people I care about in Gaza are those hostages, the Jewish hostages and the American hostages. Those are the only people I care about right now.
That was just my point. I appreciate it very much.
Jerry, God bless you. And it's a great point you raise. And Israel has every right to go in. And you talk about practicing, you know, being careful and being strategic. Israel has done all of that. And the sad reality is the hostages may not even be alive right now. But for the Biden administration to go in, and by the way, nobody's talking about freeing the hostages, right? It's all about Israel stopping. They're calling for a ceasefire. Nobody is calling for Hamas to release our hostages. This is unbelievable. And if you could imagine being an American citizen right now, and you have a loved one that's being held by Hamas since October 7th, and your government's not doing anything. Joe Biden's not doing anything. As a matter of fact, he wants Israel to stop. Unbelievable. All right, got to take a break here. 901-260-5926, our number. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
All right, well, hello everybody, welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Happy to have you with us today, and I hope you guys are doing well. Our telephone number, if you want to call in today, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. So President Trump catching a little bit of fire for something he wrote on True Social overnight, which I find to be somewhat refreshing. And the president raised an issue that a lot of people are afraid to talk about. And that's what I love about Donald Trump. He's not afraid to talk about the big issues of the day. And one of those issues involves white people in America. And the president, writing on True Social, that's one of the things he wants to tackle when he is elected president of these great United States, and that there is this anti-white sentiment across America. Have you noticed that? Have you seen that? I think we've done a pretty darn good job over the past couple of years now of actually identifying that and exposing that. And it's a very evil thing. I believe racism is evil. I don't care if you're targeting blacks or whites or Asians or Hispanics. It doesn't matter. Racism is ugly. And I believe that we have a responsibility to call it out and to publicly shame and humiliate those who profess to be racist. But there is also now a government-sanctioned racism. And it's being taught in our public schools, and we've certainly seen this with a number of classroom discussions on things like critical race theory, this idea, this notion that that white people are the oppressors and that black people are the oppressed, and no matter what a black person does, they will never truly be able to be successful in America. It's just really outrageous. So anyway, President Trump is out there saying that he wants to fight anti-white racism. Now, my question to you is this. Do you believe there is such a thing as anti-white racism? Because there are those on the left who say that black people can't be racist. The only people who can be racist are white folk. And he's catching a lot of blowback over this. He was linking out to a column written by Rich Lowry over at National Review. Wow, haven't heard from those guys in a long time. Oh, by the way, may I just, this is a brief aside. I forgot to mention this in the first hour of the program. What's up with the guy, the courtroom artist, the sketch artist? Have you seen the sketches coming out of the Trump trial? I mean, that guy's terrible. Unless Stormy Daniels really looks like that, but I know Donald Trump doesn't look like that. I don't know what's going on there. It's very odd. So anyway, I was just throwing my two cents worth about that. So anyway, Trump is out there saying, we've got to do something about this, and we are going to do something about this. But it is clear to me that there are people in this country that hate white people, and they want white people to be put in their place. As a matter of fact, there is a, let's see. Oh, yes, here we go. Asheville, North Carolina, which is kind of like the Berkeley of the South. Beautiful town, but it's liberal. Anyway, they've got a 25-member reparations committee, and they're releasing their demands of the white people of Asheville. Cut number 8.
We do have a black business hub that's going to be dedicated to entrepreneurs. That black business hub is going to be 3 stories high.
Though we've learned the project so far hasn't broken ground. The second recommendation is a reparations guaranteed income pilot program. Documents state Asheville would join other cities, including Durham, to provide direct payments for low-income individuals. A county attorney expressed concerns.
This could pose some challenges. As written, the problem would be public funding.
Dee Williams said the program could be more focused.
Specifically targeted towards folks like ex-offenders.
People coming out of incarceration who need assistance. A third project recommended is funded to empower historically black communities in Asheville with significant pledges for funding and infrastructure improvements.
All right. So while that's going on, you've got another housing program in Vermont. And this is pretty fascinating. $25,000 forgivable loans for buyers who are black, indigenous, or people of color. So if you're white, you're not a person of color. Your color doesn't count. But if you're not, you're going to get this 25 grand. Cut number 9.
Expanding a program to help BIPOC Vermonters become homeowners. It's called the Homeownership Down Payment Program, which provides a $25,000 forgivable loan to buyers who are black, indigenous, or people of color who are buying a permanently affordable home through the Champlain Housing Trust or its partner agencies across the state. Homeowner Marnie Avila says without this program, she would never have bought a home.
My house in the U.S. is like super stressful and also very challenging. And
financially, it was just impossible for us. So they did provide a lot of financial support. We definitely knew that we wanted to stay every month and we wanted to move to Burlington. So this is our American dream.
The expansion was made possible in part through a donation of $1 million given by philanthropist Mackenzie Scott.
All right, so there you go. And this is the kind of stuff that Trump is talking about and the kind of stuff that Trump wants to address once he is president. But my question to you, very simple, do you believe or have you experienced this anti-white racism? 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Well, the race between Biden and Trump is heating up, and Rob Schmidt all this week is now exposing the secret billionaire behind Joe Biden, billionaires like George Soros playing a huge role. And Rob is looking into their ultimate agenda. These are the same billionaires that backed the no bail prosecutors, turning our cities into chaos. And Rob is exposing their dangerous plan all this week on Newsmax. It's part of a series called The Secret Billionaires. You got to watch this. You can also sign up for Newsmax Plus. Watch Newsmax all the time, anywhere. With Newsmax Plus, you get Newsmax's great shows and so much more. Millions are switching to Newsmax, and you should as well. You can start for free by going to NewsmaxPlus.com. That's NewsmaxPlus.com. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. So George Washington University, wow, they've got a big problem over there. George Washington University, the president begging police to do something. It turns out that the urchins who have laid siege, the pro-Hamas terrorists, the little Hamas, they are now calling for the execution of university administrators. They want them beheaded. And university administrators say that they want them gone. They've gone too far now. You can't call for the beheading of your university president. In the meantime, you've got these code pink chicks, and man, I don't know how they get around as well. They're pretty mobile, all things considered. Anyway, these code pink feminazis are out there harassing members of Congress, and Congresswoman Virginia Fox is just fed up with it all. Cut number 10.
Oh, don't even think about it. I've got things to do.
And why do you think anti-Semitism is a problem and not anti-Islamophobia?
You're not welcome on this elevator. It's a members only.
Why are you destroying the lives of so many young people on campus? Why are you attacking children and teachers who are just trying to speak up for Palestinians? Officer, stop harassing students who only want to stop a genocide.
All right, good for you, Congresswoman. There is a guy from Mississippi, a lawmaker from Mississippi, and just shoved him out of the way. Good for you, Congressman. That's all these people want. They're filthy. I wouldn't put your hands on them, though. If you do, I would make sure that you have some deep cleansing soaps, because you don't know where those people have been. You don't know what they've been up to. All right, so I'm going to play some audio here. Going back to Denver. So now they're D.C. Drano, a great Twitter feed. They have a deep dive into illegals now getting taxpayer-funded welfare. And if illegals dial 211, they get put in somebody's house free of charge. Cut 7.
There is actually the sanctuary city of Denver is boasting financial cuts, like defunding the police by $8 million to take care of illegal aliens. There's an actual organization in Denver called Hope Has No Borders, very cute name, of course, where you can actually get paid and paired to host illegal immigrants. All you need to do is dial 211, complete a 20-minute phone call, describe the type of living space you have and how long you would like to host illegal aliens, and in return, you'll get your food and your utility bills paid for. Joe Biden's economy, this is how it works. Currently, illegals receive 6 months of free housing and food in Denver. But apparently that's not enough. Not to mention that Denver has a population of over 700,000, about 80% identify as Democrats. And it is the most liberal city in Colorado, just by pure rankings, not by assumption, but I'd assume correctly anyway. About 40,000 illegals have infiltrated the community over the past 15 months. And the city has allocated almost $90 million, $89.9 on migrant assistance for 2024. So I just can't imagine being a host for migrants that don't speak your language, and then they can run an absolute muck in your home. And then I'm also thinking about the fact that you bring them into your home and it's like, are they doing chores? Because if they start to help out in the home, to me, this just seems like some weird virtual signaling that turns into a snowball of systematic racism in a sense, right? They keep illegals relying on Americans for food, shelter, and dare I say, labor.
Well, it's a great point, and that's what it's all about. I am curious, though, any of you folks, would you be willing to house illegal aliens in your home? Who are these people that would do something like that? I mean, could you imagine having people, total strangers, people that don't even speak the language, living in your home? I mean, there may be people out there that would be willing to house, you know, about a dozen or so Chinese nationals, but not yours truly. Oh, Senator Bill Hagerty, working very hard for the American people, cut six.
In order to consider my very simple and reasonable amendment, it's vital that the Senate must move the Democrat leader's blocking amendment out of the way in order to move forward with my amendment. Let me cut through the procedural language here. I'm bringing forward a vote on a very simple question. Do you support American taxpayer dollars being used to fly illegal immigrants from countries like Venezuela and Haiti into America to be settled in cities and towns near you? If so, then vote against me. Vote no to preserve this practice of using taxpayer dollars to charter planes that move and import thousands of illegal aliens into your states. Make no mistake here, President Biden has been secretly flying hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens from foreign countries into Blue City airports. Just last year alone, in 2023, it was reported that some 320,000 illegal aliens had been flown in using this method.
Good Lord, I don't know who coughed there. I hope they give him a recall on. But it's true. It's true, and it's happening using your tax dollars. Rupert Murdoch, the guy behind Fox News, my former boss, is now pushing for Glenn Youngkin to be Donald Trump's vice president. Curious what you think about that. Rupert Murdoch's personal favorite, Glenn Youngkin, the Republican governor of Virginia. According to CNBC, Murdoch has hinted to several friends who move in Trump's social circles that he would be happy with the Republican ticket that did include Youngkin. The key takeaway is that influential corporate leaders and wealthy donors want a say in Trump's number two. And most of them want Trump to avoid a number of the wild cards that have been floated around. Among those who are not fan favorites of big business, Elise Stefanik, Marco Rubio, Tim Scott, and Doug Burgum. Pardon me, those are the ones who have the support of the big business guys. The ones who do not, J.D. Vance and Vivek Ramaswamy. Vance's support for higher tariffs does not sit well with business leaders in Trump's camp, and neither does Ramaswamy, whose selection could potentially result in big donors pulling their support for Trump. One GOP lobbyist close to top party officials told CNBC, "Good Lord, if it's him, I'm out," talking about Vivek Ramaswamy. So I'm curious here, ladies and gentlemen, who do you like to see? Who would you like to see Donald Trump pick as his running mate? I mean, they had a big audition over the weekend, and everybody was down there. Blackburn was there, Tim Scott, you had Ben Carson. Vivek Ramaswamy was down there, J.D. Vance, and, of course, Kristi Noem. By all indications, Noam is not in the running right now because of all the book hullabaloo. But I'm curious, what do you think about a Glenn Youngkin? You folks in the Commonwealth of Virginia, has he done a good job for you? 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. May I tell you about our friends over at Backyard Butchers? They are a Christian, conservative, and Texas-based company, and they're dedicated to delivering the best deals in the market on high-quality beef. Get this. You're actually going to save money by purchasing your steaks and burgers from BackyardButchers.com. And you're going to be saving a lot of money in the process, an extra 20% if you use my code, Todd. And when you subscribe, you're going to get an additional 10% off and free shipping. So go to BackyardButchers.com/Todd. That's BackyardButchers.com/Todd. Over a 500,000 very happy customers across the nation. Hundreds of five-star reviews on Google. So go check them out and go read the reviews. And when you read the reviews, go back to BackyardButchers.com/Todd and get yourself some fantastic American-raised, American-harvested, and affordable meat. It's pretty darn tasty, folks. This is where I'm getting my beef, my burgers. I'm a big burger guy, not so much a steak guy, but they've got some great, great prices. And again, you can't beat American-raised beef. You just can't. And the best part about this is you know where it's coming from, right? And when you go to the supermarket and you go to that meat market, that meat aisle, you don't know where that beef came from. And even if it has the product of the USA sticker, that means it was just packaged in America, not raised here. But with BackyardButchers.com/Todd, you're guaranteed to know that that beef was raised right here in America. All right, again, BackyardButchers.com/Todd. Go check them out. That's BackyardButchers.com/Todd. All right, hang tight, everybody. A lot more coming your way. This is the Todd Stern Show. Back, everybody. Good to have you with us. So there is a lot of outrage over the Biden administration abandoning Israel in a critical hour. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, say hello to our good friend. He is chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, Congressman Mark Green. Congressman, great to have you back with us.
Yeah, always great to be with you guys. Thank you for having me.
So this decision, and the president seems to be doubling down on this, no more ammo, no more military aid right now. What's going on? What can you tell us?
Well, I mean, he basically accused Israel in an interview with CNN, saying that they're killing, you know, thousands of people with these 2,000-pound bombs. I think that was his quote exactly. And that he had made it clear they weren't to go into Rafah. I mean, he's basically dictating their war plans against the enemy Hamas, and saying, okay, well, we're going to hold you hostage with these bombs. And the ones he's withholding, you know, Todd, are the precision guided ones that are designed to not create casualties. So it's really I can't believe it. I mean, it, you know, we always say, well, it can't get any worse. And then he makes a decision that just boggles the mind. I mean, he essentially is stabbing Israel in the back.
Do you have any idea exactly how many Americans are still being held hostage by Hamas?
Yeah, we have a number. It's not as, you know, the question is are individuals still alive, and we don't have that number. We know what the number was, you know, several weeks ago, but the, you know, what their medical status is, et cetera, things like that, we don't have a good report, not that's come to us. Well, here in Congress,
and that's fine. Go, Congressman, ahead. But my point is, I'm not hearing anything about that. I haven't. Where are the Democrats? Where's this administration every single day demanding that Hamas release the Americans being held hostage? It's as if we don't care about them.
They're asleep at the wheel. I mean, these guys, they paid Iran $5 billion for five people, and we're not doing anything to get the Americans that Hamas has taken. And we're now telling Israel, you can't even attack to go find our people or your own.
It's just appalling. And again, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. No, it's uncontrolled. I mean, it just boggles the mind. And from a morality standpoint, you know, it's insane.
Congressman Mark Green on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. So, Congressman, is there anything that Congress can do here? Is this a decision that Biden and Biden alone can make?
There are. So this is outside of this particular shipment is outside of the vote that occurred in Congress, I guess, a little over a week now ago. This was a prearranged transaction that was not a part of that. So he does, through the State Department, have the authority to do that. Now, I talked to the chairman of Foreign Affairs. They're drafting a resolution to, and some legal, some laws, essentially some statutes to try to demand that this happen. The question is, can that get through the House, the Senate? And then, of course, the president would have to sign it. So, right now he has the authorities through the State Department on these foreign arms sales, and there's not a lot we can do short of a law, which he would have to sign. So pretty much he has the authority to do it.
The chutzpah of this president to tell Israel how they should be fighting their war. Meanwhile, Ukraine, well, they can do whatever the heck they want to do. We don't even know what the money's going to fighting the war over there. That doesn't matter. So ultimately, you just have to wonder how much of this and the decisions coming out of the White House directed at Israel are really more about protecting votes from places like Dearborn and other areas of the Midwest.
I would submit to you that that's the exact reason they're doing it. They have a significant part of their base that is anti-Israel. I mean, a significant part of their base is anti-America. So, they want a totally different country, and he's having to basically appease these individuals in order to, stay in this election past the Democrat convention.
Congressman, as we follow those developments, you're also focused on America's small business community as well. You've got a brand new bill out there to protect small businesses. What is your legislation going to do? How is it going to help the small business owners of America?
Well, I think you're talking about the one we just filed on the exports of military, or not military, but non-military weapons and ammunition, for hunters and things like that. They put a pause, a 90-day pause that, has been over 160 days, and then they came out with a rule that basically said this is going to be permanent, and a ban on, hunting rifles and shotguns and then the parts for those weapon systems and ammunition. We have manufacturers all over Tennessee that are creating jobs and exporting hunting rifles all over the world. That pause we've been fighting, from our office and other offices here in D.C., now they've made it permanent. So we're gonna just pass a law and basically stop that rule. You can't do that. The goal, of course, from their standpoint, is that arms don't get in the hands. We're not talking about assault rifles. We're talking about hunting weapons. And so, but what it does is it just creates a gap for other people. I mean, it even harms the intent that they have, right? So it's intuitive that if you want to, and it's very similar to the oil stuff, the way they approach the energy sector. If you want to stop nefarious arm trade, then let the United States do it, and we'll properly vet people, and we'll sell our hunting weapons. But otherwise, you're going to create a vacuum. Other people are going to come in. Same with the energy. We make oil and gas cleaner than anybody on the planet. Why wouldn't we put everybody else out of business if it was really about, you know, the environment? So every single thing these guys do is just upside down, and it makes no sense whatsoever. And it's harmful to Tennesseans in this case. So just like with the hunting safety legislation we passed, we're going to get this one passed because Democrats are going to pay the price here too. Maybe the weapons aren't manufactured there, but guess what? The shipping companies that send those through Philadelphia and, you know, ports all over the country, mail structures all over the country, they're in Democrat locations. So they're going to lose jobs too. And I think we can get this passed and shut them down. I certainly hope so.
Congressman, real quick before we let you go, I know there was a lot of severe weather that hit much of the state of Tennessee. We know Alabama as well. How are things in your district?
My district fared better than Andy Ogle's. Andy, you know, which used to be my district down in Murray County, they actually had a tragic loss. And they've got three people, I think, that are still in the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. But a big tornado down there in Murray County crossed over I-65. Columbia and Spring Hill probably hit the hardest. But, that's a tragedy for sure. We experienced a really bad tornado in Montgomery County back earlier, lost, I think, three lives there. But we were spared this time around in Tennessee 7. But unfortunately, the folks down there in 5 are suffering.
All right. Well, certainly a lot of thoughts and prayers going to the good people there in the volunteer state. Congressman, thank you again for coming on the show.
Yeah, Todd, always great to be with you.
All right. Congressman Mark Green, everybody, chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, and really fired up over President Biden and literally turning our back on our ally in their time of need. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right. Welcome back, everybody. 901-260-5926 is our number. Coming up tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern, I'll be hosting my Newsmax show. You can watch that on Newsmax 2. On all of their social media platforms, YouTube, Facebook, you name it, we've got a great lineup, including the owner of a Jewish bakery in the Atlanta area, and the owners have come under fire. So we're looking forward to talking to them later today on Newsmax. All right, let's go to the phones. Memphis, Tennessee, Black Conservative is on the line, listening to us on KWAM, our flagship station. All right, Black Conservative, it's been a long time. What's on your mind?
I am the most erudite mind, brilliant thinker, and political philosopher. Hey, you know, let me ask a question. I'm doing great. Let me ask a question real quick about this Trump case and Stormy Daniels, who's testifying, right? Well, she got cross-examined by Trump defense attorney, and she confirmed that she speaks to dead people, you know, people who have went on into another life. How is this even possible that someone is testifying in a criminal court case claiming that they communicate with the dead?
Well, you know, Black Conservative Joe Biden has that problem. You know, he talks to dead people during speeches. He'll refer to people that are that have since passed and asking them to stand up, you know, at these, you know, meetings and such. So I don't know. I mean, maybe she can. I'm not quite sure how relevant all of that is to whether or not Donald Trump committed a crime. But I think it certainly, what do you think it says about Stormy Daniels?
Well, it tells me that she's a bad actor and she's just lying, because not to preach a sermon, but in the book of Ecclesiastes, I think it says, the Bible said that the dead know nothing in this life. All their purpose and dreams are all shattered. So I don't know how the dead is getting information on what's going on in this life. But I think she's just trying to this is election interference, and they're using her as a weapon against Trump. That's what I think about that. And I don't know why more Republican congressmen and senators are not speaking out. Congressmen and senators are not speaking out about what's going on, what's happening with their candidate, and allowing Democrats to get away with this scam. This whole case is just one big scam, like the president said. But yeah, I think she's just a bad actor, and she's just practical logic. She's not talking to no dead folks, no more than President Biden talking to dead folks.
Well, that's a good point. And all of that came about during the cross-examination, and President Trump's attorney asked whether or not her boyfriend had questioned her sanity. And, of course, they objected to that. And that's when all of that came out. But anyway, she does a podcast, and she claims that she can speak to dead people. Spooky babes.
I wish I could contact Trump campaign. And, well, she's not on the stand anymore, so it really don't matter. I want to piggyback, too, on something you said about this idea about you was talking about earlier how you were talking about, you know, racism, things like that. What they call it? What they call that crap? Critical race theory, right?
Yes.
Which only exists in the mind of liberal Democrats, you know, and namely the black ones. But it don't exist. This is something that they're using, again, as a weapon to try to shake, like Jesse Jackson did for years, shake down these quiet corporations, or these big corporations, rather, for money, claiming that, you know, we are entitled to reparation because our black African ancestors were brought over here as slaves. Well, they were taken to other countries, too, not only just America. So are we going to go to all these other neighboring countries and say, oh, by the way, y'all, we're entitled to reparation because we were brought to Spain as slaves? That's ludicrous. That's crazy. No one lied today been a slave, especially not in the black community. I tell you what they're enslaved to. They're enslaved to their Democratic plantation party that they need to break away from, who have dealt badly with them. Their policies have disproportionately hurt these low-income communities, things of that nature. So they need, that's what they need to be abandoned. If anybody need to be, anybody need to pay reparations to the blacks, in which I'm not saying they're entitled to it today, but if anybody need to pay reparations to them, it's the Democrat Party and Black Africa over there who shipped millions of blacks into slavery, in return for cargo goods. Them the two individual parties or nations who need to be paying reparation, whatever they call it, to blacks. They're not entitled. The only thing we're entitled to today is the pursuit of happiness, of what it says in the Constitution. And let me say one more thing.
Real quick, black conservative.
Real quick, and I got to go. Well, hold tight now, because I have an erudite mind. I'm a man of much book learning. But let me say this real quick. Where in the Constitution does it say that as a black American that I have a right to be loved and hate? I have a right to be loved and not hated by every white person in America. Where in the Constitution does it say that? It's not there. I don't have a right to be loved and not hated by every white person in America. If someone chooses to love me, fine. If they don't choose to, that's fine. It don't make them a racist.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what erudition looks like. The erudite mind of the black conservative. Always good hearing from you. Give us a holler back one of these days.
Absolutely.
All right. Take care. Wow, that's brilliant. What a great scholar. Let's go to Mac in Georgia, WDUN. Hey, Mac, what's going on?
I just wanted to see if you remember the Reagan-Contra affair from 40 years ago.
The Iran-Contra with our good friend Ali North.
Yeah, and you know, the media branded President Reagan and Oliver North as the bad guys. They dared to try to hinder the spread of communist revolution in Central America, but the pro-communist Democratic Congress put a swift end to that. So that was the Contra affair was the result. Why are we surprised now that they're for our enemies still?
Well, keep in mind, and it's always good to remember that we are really funding both sides of the war in Israel right now. And Biden and the Iranians have a lot to lose here, especially when you look at the hundreds of millions of dollars that's been funneled over there. And, Mac, it's a great point. Got to skedaddle, my friend. We are coming up on the top of the hour. By the way, Monday, we're going to be broadcasting from the brand-new studios of WTUN. They're on the Square in Gainesville, Georgia. We'd love to invite you to come out. You can watch the show. We're going to be doing some fun stuff in between the commercial breaks and afterwards, 3 o'clock, we're going to be doing a big book signing. You'll be able to purchase copies of my brand new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming. All right, folks, don't forget, 5 o'clock tonight, I will see you on Newsmax TV. Get out there and have a great one, everybody. You be good, America.